I've got a victory living inside of me. I got the greater one. I can overcome. This ain't no time to turn back, no place to grow slack. I gotta keep pressing on till every battle is won.
Good morning, class. Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School's the place where my spirit is fed, where my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. We like to say that first thing as we begin the class, because words matter. Words make a difference. The Bible tells us that Jesus is the high priest of what we say, of our confession. And so you don't want to wait till two-thirds through the class to decide, well, something could be helping me here. Something could be. No, let's just right off the bat, I'm getting fed.
Yes.
I'm getting stronger.
Yes.
I'm learning and growing, right?
Yes.
No reason to waste time. So, Father, all of us do. We agree together as touching these things, asking for utterance, anointing, direction, eyes that can see, ears that can hear, hearts that can understand, asking for answers for today. Wherever anyone is, you know, and you are able to manifest and help them. Victory is within reach. Nothing is too hard for you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
We've been on a series for a number of weeks now that we're calling Faith for Provision. Provision. And what we're saying, we're giving one by one 30 reasons from the Scriptures. Not that that's all of them, but 30 reasons from the Scriptures why we are sure. Abundant provision is always God's will for us all.
Yes.
Now, I know a lot of people don't believe that. A lot of people are confused about it. And many have come to believe that whatever happens is the will of God. Whatever didn't happen was the will of God. And so, if it was God's will for me to have abundant provision, I'd have abundant provision, right? Well, if it was God's will for everybody to be saved, they'd all be saved, right? God's not willing that any should perish, but many are perishing. Because He will not force you and I to believe Him nor accept Him. He really has given us a choice, a free choice, a free will. So many people, God is not in their life doing things. He is outside of their life. They're blaming Him for everything that's happening, but it wasn't Him doing it. The fact that He's not involved in their life is the glaring problem. No, you want to invite Him in. You want to seek His word, His way, His will. You want to submit yourself. He won't make you do it, but you can bring yourself to Him and humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and say, Lord, I want You in my life. Please, in every part. And if you'll do it and you mean business, He knows your heart, He will. He'll start getting involved in everything, even the small things. And you talk about a good life, that's how you can have a good life, is when He's involved.
Amen.
So everybody said out loud, Lord,
I confess You
as my Lord,
as
my Master,
and I
open the doors
of my heart,
of my life, and I invite You
in
Your Spirit,
Your person,
Your words,
Your will,
Your plan,
Your
ways.
I desire You
in every part of my life.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Man, changes are happening right now. Glory to God. Just that alone can cause it to stop going the wrong way and begin to go the right way.
Yes.
And it's important that you say the right thing about it all the time, because your words are like the steering wheel,
yeah,
as to which way your life is going. And you can turn it around with your tongue.
Amen.
You can.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You can. So somebody go ahead and say it again. Say, I'm coming out.
I'm coming out.
Of all the problems.
Of all the problems.
Of all the difficulties.
Of all the difficulties.
I'm coming out.
I'm coming out.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Very good. Very. You're giving the Lord something to work with.
Amen.
Yes, you are. Well, we got down to reason number 12 in our study, and that was, we're sure that abundant provisions, always God's will for us all, because of the great I am. And we saw that in Exodus 3, that when Moses was turning aside to see the burning bush, and when God spoke to him, said, I'm sending you to lead my people out of bondage. And he said, well, who do I tell them that sent me? And what's his name? What's your name? And he said, God said, I am that I am. And he said, you tell them, I am has sent you. Well, what does that mean? The word I am, or the word am, means to be, to exist. It's as simple as this. I am is I exist. And though that might seem basic for somebody that's trusted God for a while, you got to remember, there's millions of people. To them, they're undecided if there's a God or not. Or some have already decided, well, there is no God. Well, Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. You're not going to get anywhere challenging God to prove to you that He exists. He doesn't owe you that. You owe Him something by right of your very existence. You don't exist without Him. And the reason we exist, He exists.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Our existence came out of the I exist, one. And like we read in John in the Amplified, he said, as the Father has life within Himself and self exists, even so He's given the Son, Jesus, to have life in Himself and self exist. And we read from Isaiah 45 and different places that the Lord said, I am God alone. There is no other. Where does God get His existence from? Himself. He self exists. Hallelujah. He's not dependent on anybody else or anything else to exist. Now, we're not that way. We're dependent on Him. I mean, the planet's dependent on Him. The sun's dependent on Him. The galaxy's dependent on Him. Right?
Yes.
Your breathing's dependent on Him. Your consciousness is depending on Him. Your existence is depending on Him. And He said in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, you know, you can't. It's impossible to please Him. And you, he that comes to God must believe that He is. You have to. That's not optional. That's how you get started. Well, what we also saw in Malachi 3:6 is where He said, I am the Lord. I change not. This is one of the big qualities and characteristics about the I am. He's never the I used to be. Huh? The self-existent one is always I am, always I exist. And because of who He is and what He is, He's not changing. He doesn't need to change. When He said it, it was perfect.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so there will never be in the Bible, version 2.0. If anybody comes out with one, don't get it. Don't buy it. Why? Because that would imply God's improving on the first edition, which implies he didn't have it all together the first time when he said it. He's developing, and that's not what he said. If you believe what he said what? I'm working on it.
No.
I'm getting there. I am. That sounds like arrived, right? I am. I'm here. Hallelujah. And he does not change. Come on, somebody say, he does not change. He doesn't change. He never changes. Now, that's a big thing in what we're talking about, because already we've given numerous reasons why we would think God wants you to have abundant provision. Well, did he change from the way he dealt with Abraham, or the way he dealt with David, or Solomon, or any of these people? Did he change when he said, if you'll be wise, you'll have long life and riches? If you'll follow me, if you'll obey me, it'll go well with you. You'll live a long time. And when did he change and say, well, no, you know, I may cut your life short with a disease, but I'm teaching you something. I may allow you to suffer poverty and lack, but I have a reason. And I have a purpose in it. Well, you're saying he changed. We do not see that in these previous examples.
Amen.
You're telling us he changed. I can't accept that.
Amen.
How about you, class?
No.
I cannot accept that the I am has changed. And like I said, in our next point, I'm thinking that we're going to look at compound redemptive names of God. And one of his names is Jehovah Jireh, just like Jehovah Rapha. Well, there are people that are telling us, well, you know, he did some miracles of healing, you know, back in the beginning days of the church. But, you know, once the church is established and that's all passed away, you're saying he changed. Jesus spent a lot of his time ministering to the sick, right?
Yes.
You're saying he changed. Jesus Christ, the same. Oh, somebody say the same, the same, the same, the same, the same. Oh, somebody say the same, the same. What does that mean? Healing then, healing now, healing always. And what else was we saying is provision then, provision now. Provision always. The lack of it doesn't prove God's will. It proves men have gotten away from God.
Yes.
Men have substituted religious tradition for the Word of God, making the Word of none effect in their lives. I choose not to do that. How about you? I'm going to let the Word settle the issue for me. And the Word says, I am.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I am. Listen to this over in the book of John. There won't be a specific place to go to. I'll just give you the references because there's several of them. But Jesus said this. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So everything Jesus was saying and doing that's recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that is a revelation of God's unchanging will for everyone for all time. If you saw Jesus do it, you didn't just see a thing that happened. You saw God.
Yes.
You saw the unchanging will of God.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And so listen to this. One of the things that you know, railed against Jesus about is his identification with the Father. And they accused him of blasphemy because he used this name of I am with himself. And they counted that worthy of death, execution. But listen to it in the book of John, you really see it. And I'm going to give you seven major times that it happened in the book of John recorded. In John 6:35, He said, I am the bread of life. Oh, they didn't like it. He said, this is Joseph and Mary's boy. Who's he saying? I am. Because when he said, I am, all the scholars thought about the burning bush.
Yes.
Right? And they thought, how dare he? How dare he? But he is.
Yes.
I am.
Yes.
I am manifest in the flesh. He said, I am the bread of life. Is that still true?
Yes.
Is he still the bread of life?
Yes.
Come on, help me, class. Will he always be?
Yes, he will.
The bread of life. Say it out loud. I am.
I am.
The bread of life.
The bread of life.
Is he bread of life to us?
Yes.
And then in 8:12, he said, I am the light of the world. Mm-hmm. Well, that was what, 2,000 years ago?
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Has the light burned out?
No.
Huh? See, think about when God said, I am, I exist. It was the bush that kept burning and never burned up.
Amen.
Huh? What's that indicating? The light will never go out, right? The self-existent one doesn't have to go somewhere else to fill up,
right,
to replenish or to recharge.
Amen.
Uh-huh. With him, there is no weariness. There is no waning. There is no running out. And see, but what we're talking about with this whole series is getting delivered from the fear of running out.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
And getting faith
yeah.
for running over.
Yes.
Huh? Yes. More than enough.
Yes.
More than enough. Abundance.
Yeah.
Say it out loud, Lord,
help me
to be completely free
from the fear of running out.
And to be filled
with faith
for running over. See, your and my ministry is in our surplus.
Right.
Oh, come on, did you hear that or not? See, if I've only got enough for me to barely subsist, I don't have something to help you with or something to help someone. My ministry is in the over and above. Come on, can you see this? The surplus. Nobody said you had to keep it all, but you need more than enough to do everything and to help other folks. He said, I am the light of the world. That was John 8:12. He said, number three, I am the door of the sheep. Hallelujah. Along with that, he said the next one was, I am the good shepherd.
Yes.
We've already talked about that,
Amen.
You know. But now think about how long ago David wrote Psalm 23.
Mm-hmm.
And then all those centuries later, Jesus comes and starts talking about it like it happened yesterday. Is that right? And said, I am the good shepherd. Why? Because he is.
Yes, he is.
He exists.
Yes.
And he never changes.
Yes.
And he's never going to change.
Yes.
I am the door. He said, by me, you can come in and find pasture.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can access. Well, that sounds like provision. We spent a whole bunch of time on Psalm 23 talking about how good God is. He leads you beside the still waters. Is that right? You lay down in rich, lush pastures. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies and my cup. The bottom is barely covered. Huh? Now you're laughing, but there are people trying to tell us that, well, yeah, that was fine and that's beautiful poetry, but God didn't know what you're telling me. He changed. You're telling me he changed. You're telling me that I am, used to be, was. I can't accept it.
Amen.
I refuse to accept it.
Amen.
If he ever said a thing and he said, I am this, he is that.
Amen.
He is always that.
Yes.
And there will be no change,
Amen.
No diminishing of that. He is the bread of life. He is the light of the world. He is the door of the sheep.
Yes.
He is the good shepherd.
Yes.
And he's a good shepherd to me.
Amen.
Which is why all our needs are met.
Yes.
Also in the fifth one, he said this. He said, and this was when Lazarus was raised from the dead. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. And the one that trusts in him will never die. Now that doesn't mean this body won't quit, but you won't die. You'll slip out of your body and won't even taste death, because he tasted death for every man. He was. He talked about it. I am. Today he is I am. Tomorrow he is I am. Somebody say no change, no change. I am the resurrection and the life. That was in 11:25. The sixth one, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, nobody comes to the Father except by me. Is he still the only way?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Can you be saved any other way?
No.
Can you get to the Father any other way?
No.
It was true when he said it. It's true today.
Yes.
It'll always be true. Say it out loud.
You are.
The way,
the way,
the truth,
the truth,
and the life.
And the life.
Not the death, huh?
No.
Not the darkness, not deception, not, you know, misled. No, do not let anybody confuse you. God is good and only good. He is light and only light. God is, for John said this, God is light. In him is no darkness at all.
Amen.
One translation said, there's not even a particle of darkness. And that's what we saw in James, that every good gift comes from him. Every perfect or complete gift comes from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, not even a shadow of turning. Even though people are not using the phrase, there are folks that are saying God has a dark side to him. They're implying it, even if they're not using the words. Yeah, you know, he may not want you to have life. You know, cancer is death. AIDS is death. Starving to death for lack of food. There's no light in that. There's nothing good in that. It's death. It's darkness. There is not even one particle of darkness in the I am.
Amen.
Do you believe it or not?
Yes.
There's no shadow, nothing that's not completely light.
Amen.
Completely good. The reason there's so much darkness and evil in this life and in this earth is not because of God. He didn't make it that way. He made everything good. Have you read in the book of Genesis? Everything he made was very good. Nothing was bad. There was not one bad thing in all creation. Until man disobeyed God. Died, brought the curse, brought the death. Well, that wasn't, you know, God didn't tell him, disobey me. And I really want to see some death and darkness in here? No. That was man's wrong choice. And he knew man would do that. And so he had a plan anyway. Hallelujah. To redeem us by the way, the truth, the life, the light of the world, the door of the sheep, the good shepherd, the bread of life, the resurrection, and the life. The I am. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He also said in the seventh one, he said, I am the true vine. I'm the true vine. Well, the vine is the life source. The branch has no life apart from the vine. The limb has no life apart from the trunk. Well, what kind of life is in the vine we're connected to? Is it diseased?
No.
Life?
No.
Huh? Is it corruption?
No.
Hmm?
No.
Is it some kind of bad blight stuff?
No.
No, no. If you got any of that, it came from outside here. It didn't come from the source of your life.
Amen.
It didn't come from the vine.
Amen.
Out of the vine comes life,
yes.
Comes light,
yes.
Comes truth,
yes.
Comes grace. Comes goodness. Can you say I believe it?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Number 12 reason we're talking about today and all this week, why are we sure? Abundant provision is always God's will for us all because of the great I Am. Do you stand in awe of the great I Am today? Yes. Would you lift up your hands and your voice and say, oh, mighty God, great I Am. I join with you and I say, you do exist. You do exist. You are the great God, the almighty God, the good God who never changes, never changes, never changes. You've always been good. You are good. You will always be good. You've always been a God of abundant provision. Those that were in covenant with you, those that we've looked and studied about, they knew a God who met every need, who protected them, who kept them, who even made them very rich. And you, regardless of how confused men may be, you have not changed. And your day, you won't change. And your age will not change you. And men will not change you. And no matter how confused men get, thank God, you never change. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And our time is up again. Seems to go by pretty quickly, doesn't it? So glad that maybe you can come back with us next time. And we'll go further and further into this. Because like we said, we're not quite halfway through the 30 reasons, and I feel like I'm already convinced. How about you? Well, we're believing with you that this is working mightily in you, and we'll see you soon here back in Faith School. Sure enjoyed being with you again this week. I know we're making progress. It's getting more and stronger in us about God being our provider. The scripture said in Philippians 4:19, he said, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. They knew a God who took care of all their needs, who supplied all their needs. And like we've been talking all week, that God hasn't changed. Father, I'm agreeing with all of our partners and everybody that's joining us on this, speaking increase over their lives. And we lay hold together and we confess that you are our God too. And you do supply all our needs now in this life, in this time, according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We call every need met. We call every bill paid. We call every obligation fulfilled. Get glory to yourself in it, we pray in Jesus' name. He heard the prayer. It is his will. I'm believing with you. And when it crosses your mind, say it again. I call every bill paid. I call every need met. Watch what he does. And then be sure you give him the glory and the credit for it. We'll see you again soon back here in Faith School.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.